It's always questioned. I think in the 90s it was simpler. It was a simpler question. But we've learned a lot since then. Of course, dividing the world into men and women doesn't really make sense. Binary gender doesn't really make sense. But still, we have the experience. Certain groups of people share the experience of being other. So even in a situation where you go in and people are welcoming and they say, "Oh, where do you come from? What are you doing here? How did you hear about it?" Even if it's meant to be friendly, it still reinforces the idea, you don't belong here, you're different. And so one of the things, well, my favorite part of Eclectic Tech Carnival is I can walk into a room and nobody asks me why I'm there. I don't have to explain anything. And this is a great relief, not having to explain anything. So it's taken for granted. If you're here, it's because you're interested. And this experience of being other gets really old. So obviously it's not something that I don't experience a lot of oppression in my life. I wouldn't say that I'm terribly oppressed and discriminated against. Obviously not. But I like the idea of a group coming together and saying, we just want to be comfortable together. I think to get that kind of positive reinforcement, to be able to learn from one another, the typical patterns of behavior of showing what you can do, and so presenting yourself well, doesn't always work for women. And sometimes a lot of women experience, well, at bigger conferences and at bigger gatherings, there have been a lot of problems with women who are very, very good and very knowledgeable, doing wonderful presentations, but some idiot in the audience starts taking pictures from an odd angle and posts it on a website, and everybody starts talking on this website about her appearance, what she looks like, her potential fuckability. And so if you go to search for this woman online and see what has she written, what work has she done, and then something like that comes up. That is really, really frustrating, and that's why I think it's important for there to be a lot of women, for women to be well-networked as well, and to be able to give each other that kind of positive reinforcement so that nobody has the feeling, oh, it's just me, I'm weird, I'm the only one. So to share those kinds of experiences too and be able to say, no, this is not what we want, and it needs to be different. And also to say to other men, so men often, friendly, helpful men say, well, I don't know, not my problem, never experienced that, I don't know anybody. To say, well, it's also your problem. So if you see somebody saying some, writing things on a forum that are inappropriate, it's also your job to step in and say, this is the wrong tone. This is not how we deal with people. This is not helpful to getting the work done and making the kind of software that we want. My impression is that sexism has gotten worse again because so much is reinforced, a lot of negative behavior is reinforced.